I've had an email last weekend from Thomas, who leads the Church and Community Mobilisation Programme in Kagera. And you are aware that the rains have failed and they are going hungry. So he wrote saying, people are really hungry. Imagine you go to a village of 6,340 people to distribute food to 620 people who are the most vulnerable. As you finish distributing, a new mother of only 4 days comes with her baby asking for at least a kilogram of maize for making porridge for herself. As she explains to you, tears come into her eyes. Due to sympathy, I and the Vicar General, Furaha, which means joy, found ourselves teared out. Oh, lost my place. What happened anyway? Well, we supported her from our own pocket to save her life. Her face shone is really hungry. I'm sorry, actually, it's really difficult to explain this to someone who was not there. It is so painful. So the people of Kagera, in particular areas of Kagera, are going hungry, and the church is doing what it can to support distributing aid that has been given by Tear Fund and other agencies. We as the diocese during Lent are going to have an appeal for Kagera, raising funds, much of which may need to go for direct food aid if they really are still starving, if the next lot of rains have not produced enough of a crop. But if we raise enough, we also want to go on and support the church and community mobilisation process so that the farmers can learn to grow crops that do better in a drier or an unreliable climate as it has now become. So we at St Matthew's, you know, have been incredibly supportive of Kagera, and I am hugely grateful for that as the link officer. And as we look forward to Lent and the appeal, we here are going to be looking at generous God, generous people, and growing in our own understanding of how wonderful this God who we've been singing about this morning, who is higher and greater, so generous to us. Why would we not want to be more generous in our response to him and in our love for the church here, around our own diocese and our own nation, and overseas? You know that Massa gives 10% of our giving here, goes to Massa, Mission and Social Action Committee, and that money is distributed to various mission agencies overseas and here in the UK. And so as we look at being more generous people, that giving obviously goes up proportionately as well. So that's wonderful. But I want to just offer you a little extra this morning, because why would we not want to be a generous people and bless the people of Kagera as we learn about God blessing us? So during Lent, this is a little extra and you don't have to do it, but there's an option if you'd like to ask me for one of these, or they're on the Massa table at the back. It's a Kagera Lent Challenge. And it's one of those things where each day you are given an opportunity to pray about some little aspect of life in Kagera and then look at what we have and give a little bit. So just as an example, many people in Kagera have too little food, as I've just said. Give 5p for every meal or snack you have today. Or most houses in Kagera do not have electricity. They have to use kerosene lamps for lighting. Give 1p for every electric light in your house. There's a little bit for each day. By the end of Lent, I think we will have learnt a huge amount about Kagera. My hope is that we will have prayed about those issues for Kagera throughout Lent too. And, you know, even if we can't afford to give another penny, let's pray, because prayer is so powerful. Please keep praying for the rains to come in Kagera so that they can grow their own crops. And if you'd like to, take one of these and join in, either as a family or as an individual. And obviously, the amounts are given, but it's up to you what you actually give. That would be another way of blessing the church, being generous people, praising the Lord. So ask me for these. There are some on the table. I've also got leaflets about the church and community mobilisation process for those of you who want to read a bit more about it. And there are some of the Kagera Link leaflets, the general, you know, what the link is about, over on the table there too. So Paul is mouthing something at me, but I don't know what it is. I've forgotten to say.
We want good rains, not too many rains, being flat floods.
Yes, yes. Pray for the right sort of rain. I think our God, our wonderful God, is capable of sorting out the right sorts of rain, but let's be really praying for it. Thank you.